And in a small Ohio town, there's a big fight for control of one of America's leading entertainment companies. The company is Cedar Fair. It operates amusement parks stretching from King's Dominion on the East Coast to Knott's Berry Farm here in the West. The battle involves the company's managers versus a hedge fund with lots of small shareholders in the middle. Tim Riddell of member station WKSU reports.
The locals call this the roller coaster. Cedar Point, that tiny spit of land in Lake Erie, is home to the most roller coasters in the world, the second oldest amusement park in the country, and the headquarters of Cedar Fair, second to Disney in the domestic amusement park business. And locals here in Sandusky, Ohio, are the key to the company's future. That's because the majority of shares in Cedar Fair are still held by independent investors, a situation that George Dent of Case Western Reserve University says is increasingly rare in corporate America.
It's very unusual these days. Well over half of the equity of most publicly traded companies is now held by institutional investors.
That doesn't mean that Texas hedge fund Q Group and current company leaders are in any less desperate a struggle for control of Cedar Fair. Dent says it's a common struggle, one playing out daily in American corporations.
Usually, disputes are between managers who want to hang on to the profits and reinvest them versus the investors who want to have those profits paid out by dividends or repurchases of the company's stock.
But neither Q Group nor the board controls enough Cedar Fair stock. Each needs to win the hearts, actually the proxies, of small investors. Current managers had built the company into a profit leader, but in expanding it took on more than $1.5 billion in debt. Then came the recession. CEO Dick Kensel, who recently had to give up his board chairmanship and confirm his retirement at year's end, proposed selling to Apollo Entertainment, a holding company that would absorb the debt, take Cedar Fair private, and keep management intact. But the stock buyout part of the proposal included a share price that would be at about half pre-recession levels. Q Group then went to the open market, bought enough shares of Cedar Fair to block the deal, and began appealing to thousands of small shareholders for control. Randy Hunt is a Sandusky, Ohio investment broker who owns shares of Cedar Fair.
I thought that share price they were offering was extremely cheap, and I wouldn't have voted my own family shares for it. And I think the Q Group saw the what Cedar Fair had built, and they saw it as a value.
Many other investors saw the value, too, but not just in the stock price. Sue Scheid is on the couch in the living room of her vintage bungalow on Sandusky's Monroe Street. She is a happy Cedar Fair investor.
It's paid dividends I have used since 1992, and it's been wonderful. And, of course, especially for the community, it's always been a good thing.
Hunt agrees. He says Q Group wants to maximize the value of shares, but when a company has a local footprint like Cedar Fair's, there are other considerations.
I think there's a strong feeling here. We want to see it kind of stay the same way it is. And I mean, if they moved the headquarters out of here, psychologically and financially, it would be devastating.
Two big players in the struggle for Cedar Fair will square off at the next annual meeting on July 7th. But since neither has power without investor proxies, it's Cedar Fair's small investors who may prove to be the deciding factor in the fate of the amusement company. For NPR News, I'm Tim Riddell.